Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's top legislature has concluded its annual session with the adoption of a government work report and a revision to the organic law of the State Council. Lawmakers also approve reports on economic and social development. NPC Standing Committee Chairman Zhao Leji delivered a speech at the closing meeting.
We must follow the people-centered development approach, practice the whole process, people's democracy, respect people's will, their experience and their rights, and also utilize their innovation and mobilize the whole society in engaging in entrepreneurship and innovation, and mobilize our resources and strength to march ahead.
The closing of the second session of the 14th National People's Congress also marked the end of China's political season this year. Dai Kai shares some highlights of the NPC session.
One key focus in the government work report this year is the emphasis on developing the new quality productive forces. For some, it certainly means leveraging traditional manufacturing through the means of technology and innovation. And for others, it means more about nurturing talents on future-oriented industries, including quantum technology and artificial intelligence. Deputies are building their action plans around that concept, and that also speaks to how that efficiency came along in China, and that also explains how China accomplished that process of industrialization in just a few decades, something that took many of the Western counterparts almost 100 years.
The head of the National Financial Regulatory Administration says China's confident and capable of maintaining financial security. Li Yunze said after the closing of the annual legislative session that China has the conditions and resources to address financial risk, which is generally under control. He said regulators will be more forward-looking and act in a more targeted, effective, and coordinated manner in order to prevent systemic risk. China's auto sales rose 11% to 4 million units in the first 2 months of this year. Data from the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers shows that the country's auto output during the January to February period increased by more than 8%. The new energy vehicle sector maintained fast growth momentum, with the output and sales both increasing by nearly a third. NATO's headquarters in Brussels has held a flag-raising ceremony to welcome Sweden as the alliance's newest member. Sweden officially obtained its membership last week after the approval of Hungary, the last existing NATO member to clear that hurdle for Stockholm. Fighting continues in Gaza with no truce in sight during Ramadan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vowed to press ahead with an assault in Rafah, which drew criticism from U.S. President Joe Biden. David Biller with the Associated Press reports from Jerusalem.
Ramadan, a month that typically is festive, this year, not happening. People are saying they don't want to be having these big meals at a time when people in Gaza are literally starving to death. We have seen, you know, promising steps toward establishing new aid corridors. This maritime aid corridor from Cyprus is in the works. Biden leveled some harsh criticism at Netanyahu. He said that going into Rafah would be a red line. He also said that Netanyahu is hurting Israel. As we see this sort of separation, at least in rhetoric, between the U.S. and Netanyahu, it just sort of increases the uncertainty.
At least 50 people have been injured after a flight from Sydney to Auckland reportedly ran into a technical problem. LATAM Airlines, which operated the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, says there was a strong movement that affected some crew and passengers. The hospital treating the injured says most people had mild to moderate injuries. The leader of Portugal's Democratic Alliance has claimed victory in the general election and ruled out relying on the Chega party to form a government. Luís Montenegro reiterated his election promise not to negotiate with the far-right party or strike any deals with right-wing populists. Meanwhile, the leader of the center-left socialists has conceded defeat. At least 26 people are dead in flash floods and landslides in Indonesia. More than 10 people are missing after torrential rains hit the island of Sumatra last week. The downpour triggered disasters in West Sumatra province, causing rivers to overflow and landslides to swallow homes. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.